ゃめにゃにゃじゅうにゃにゃとのにゃらびでにゃくにゃくいにゃにゃくにゃにゃはんにゃにゃじゃいにゃんにゃくにゃらべてにゃがにゃがめ。
かわいい。
That was the wrong clip. And it's too late now to do a different type of introduction. Whatever. Meowdy partner, welcome to the home for anime. I am your host, GPC, Great Podcaster Callie. And if there are a few things that I love, it's the 90s, OVAs from the 90s, robots, and cats. I finally found something that puts all of them together. And it is a name that I still don't fully understand, but I'm just rolling with it. So have you ever heard of a 1992 OVA called All-Purpose Cultural Cat Girl Nuku Nuku? Because it's pretty great. I'm not going to hold you. I have had such an incredible time watching all six episodes of this OVA. The plot is so simple, but its execution is what makes it so great. Now stick with me here because this is going to seem overly complicated, but then it's just going to devolve into what you realize are Saturday morning cartoon antics. So at the beginning of our story, we have a father and son, Kyusaku and Ryunosuke respectively, who are on the run. Ryunosuke has to pee, so his dad drops him in an alley, lets him pee, and he finds a cat. He brings the cat in, and he's like, can I keep it? You know, it's Christmas and everything. And Kyusaku says, we're on the run. We can't take care of a cat. Well, an aerial strike happens, which is obviously a byproduct of them being on the run, though we still don't understand why. And they drive off and they hide. So Kyusaku and Ryunosuke, they're taking care of the cat as best as they can on this brief car ride. And the fighter jet that is doing the aerial strike shoots at them, and thank goodness it misses them, but it hits the cat. So Ryunosuke is distraught, and Kyusaku says, all right, bet, I'm going to make you the greatest Christmas present ever. And all of this is happening while there's this cyborg in the backseat, lifeless, mind you. So come to find out, Kyusaku and Ryunosuke are running away from Ryunosuke's mom, who is still married to Kyusaku, mind you. Now, Akiko is the CEO of Mishima Heavy Industries, and her grandfather wanted Kyusaku to build robots for their company, but when he found out what the grandfather wanted to use the machinery for, he skedaddled. And Kyusaku is brilliant, so fast forward, probably about a year later, Ryunosuke is getting woken up to go to school by a girl in a sailor suit, sailor uniform, I should say. Well, this girl is Nuku Nuku, and purely just by watching for a few more minutes, you realize this is not your average girl. This is a robot girl, an all-purpose girl, an all-purpose cultural girl, if you will. But wait, there's more. That dead cat? Yeah, its brain got put into that cyborg. So now, it's an all-purpose cultural cat girl, whose name is Nuku Nuku. Oh my god, guys, we did it. We got to the end of the mystery. Now, what happens from there? I kid you not. The first three episodes of this show are so juvenile. So, imagine if Giovanni, Jesse and James from the original Pokemon anime, and by the original, I mean pure season one goofery and shenanigans. Imagine if those three had their own show and Ryunosuke was Pikachu, and Nuku Nuku and Kyusaku were like Ash and Misty, I don't know. I have seen some of the goofiest things because all they're trying to do, the Jesse and James characters in this anime who are called Kyoko and Arisa, they will do anything necessary to kidnap Ryunosuke, who was essentially kidnapped by Kyusaku, so that Akiko can have Ryunosuke for herself. And at first, I'm thinking when I'm watching this, oh, you know, if they're on the run, she must be this evil lady. And while she's no saint, she is literally just a worried mother. And she just wants to make sure that her kid is okay and feels like she can take better care of him than Kyusaku. And really just wants all of them to be together, but understands why they can't be because they're consistently at odds. But again, they are not divorced and they are very much in love. That is shown several times throughout these six episodes. But the kidnapping schemes just get more and more elaborate with more robots for Nuku Nuku to fight. There's hypnotism involved, and it's just great. There's one episode where Akiko decides to try and play housewife so that she can live a somewhat normal existence with Ryunosuke, Kyusaku, and Nuku Nuku. And one of the two Team Rocket members, I'm calling them Team Rocket members, one of the two Team Rocket members leaves and says, I don't respect this part of you. If you're not being conniving, if you're not trying to get me to blow stuff up so I can blow up steam, I don't recognize you. I'm not working for you anymore. I'm going on vacation. And as somebody who has quote unquote gone on vacation, essentially she quit. I mean, she came back, but that was like a resignation. And that's just the goofy nature of this show. I would be remiss to say that this is anything other than a mindless good time. And sometimes that's really all you need. When I say that this is turn your brain off 90s anime fun with decent action, there's no deep plot. No deep plot at all. It varies episode by episode. But all the time, you're bound to get some kind of laugh. And that's the best thing that you can hope for. Another thing that's really cool about this anime, though, is yes, it is part 1997 Pokemon anime. It's also part Project Echo, which if you know me, you know how much I love Project Echo. Nuku Nuku is basically if Echo was a cat. And some of the gags, like Nuku Nuku being hypnotized or getting high off of catnip, they're really funny. Like, I cannot understate how funny this show is. Just like Project Echo is funny. But even then, there's a difference, probably because while the action is done pretty well here, obviously it's not on a cinematic level like Project Echo. They're not doing one whole plot-driven movie. They're just doing six episodes with varying levels of animation. I mean, it is consistent, but you can tell where there are some upticks and a few just little bumps. But nothing too crazy. Honestly, if you like the way that 90s and 80s animation looks, because this is the early 90s, you're going to feel right at home here. I think it looks really good for anime period, but your mileage may vary depending on how you feel about aesthetics. For me personally, there's just something about how the backgrounds are done and how, even if there are some inconsistencies, it's still just nice to look at. Halfway from a relic-y standpoint, which I know 30 years ago isn't a long, long time, but just to see how far we've come, it's pretty neat. I mean, even if we were to go to the 80s or the 70s or even different parts of the 90s where I can say different studios are trying out different things. This is no different. So when I see people who tell me that they are more into quote-unquote retro anime, which again, the 90s were 30 years ago. Not, and the end of the 90s wasn't even 30 years ago. I'm trying to make myself feel better. But it's just nice to see how different and how experimental studios and filmmakers were when it came to animation in the 90s. So I really like how this looks and how it feels, even if it's not always the cleanest. I should also note that there are two other Nuku Nukus. There is All Purpose Cultural Cat Girl Nuku Nuku TV and All Purpose Cultural Cat Girl Nuku Nuku Dash, both of which came out in 98. I have not seen trailers or any clips from either of those, but I'm assuming they have a different look and a different feel to them entirely. But for what this is, I really enjoyed it. One other thing that I think is rather impressive, honestly, when you get these 90s, 80s OVAs and films, you are bound to see some degree of fan service. And while there are a couple of stray titties and a couple of panty shots, there's nothing sexual about All Purpose Cultural Cat Girl Nuku Nuku, which made me feel actually really good on the inside. Like, go you guys for not making what could have been an easily exploitable concept non-sexual. And it's even to the point where when Kyusaku made Nuku Nuku, Akiko said when she first saw her, oh, he literally built his type of woman. Nuku Nuku calls Kyusaku Papa-chan. Calls Kyusaku Papa-san. And is treated like his daughter. I mean, at one point in another episode, he literally says, as her father, I won't allow her to... light spoiler. So, you know, it's just nice to have some good old-fashioned PG fun. Well, PG for 90s standards. And there are also just some really funny visual cues. There's one in particular that, for that time period, I was laughing out loud. So, Nuku Nuku gets a job at a restaurant and falls asleep on a table in a cat-like position. And there are a bunch of teenage boys who are admiring her, of course, which that's the closest thing to sexualization we get in All-Purpose Cultural Cat Girl Nuku Nuku. And the owner is about to attempt to wake her up, but one of the fanboys, literally in a pure moment of silence, puts his hand on the owner's shoulders and shakes his head no. Very slowly, and it is such a smooth animation, and for no dialogue, it is probably the funniest thing ever. And I've seen this done so many times, but for some reason, this context and the seriousness on this man's face, I was cackling in the middle of the night. So I've got to give it credit for that. Again, it's great. Nuku Nuku is just great. It also has some fun music. All of the openings and endings are sang by Megumi Hayashibara, who, fun fact, was also Jesse in all of the Japanese Pokemon dub. So just a nice little parallel there. But really, it's silly. This entire OVA is silly, it's funny, it's fun, It's just something that I think will make a lot of people feel good about themselves. And during this time in my life, it's really helped with my mood. So I'm really glad that I was able to give all-purpose cultural cat girl Nuku Nuku a shot. Thank you, Discotech Media. And yeah, definitely watch this if you can. I think it's on Crunchyroll. I think it's on Crunchyroll. Either way, however you find it, I hope you watch it and I hope you enjoy it. And with that being said, if you want to follow me, you can do so on Instagram at AnimeAlphaGoat. If you want to support what it is that I'm doing, then please consider subscribing to the Patreon or the Buy Me a Tea. And thank you all so much for listening. It's always lovely to talk to you. You can always email me recommendations at ouranimehome@gmail.com. And my DMs are always open. So thank you, take care, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. And with that, I...